This is Anderson Penn's podcast, episode 220 for Wednesday, March 15th, 2017. This is Brian.
This is Lisa.
Thanks for joining us.
220. Holy cow. I wish we had bloopers. That'd be fun.
Bloopers aren't far off.
Or I wish we could tape the conversation we have right before we go on.
No. I don't want to tape that.
I was just thinking, I really like the intro music, and I could picture being, like, in a club, and so I said, I need a drink, but I don't really mean that at, 10 in the morning. It's just, music's kind of cool.
I don't need a drink at 10 in the morning.
I could picture being on a date, listening, in a club with a drink in my hand, maybe some appetizers, listening to a band play that kind of music. That's all I meant. I didn't mean I need a drink before we go on the air, just to clarify. So.
Big news. There's a certain person in the chat that we should do a shout out to.
So excited
that maybe is on the same continent now.
Oh my god!
Which is completely awesome.
Aziza in the house, baby.
So welcome to North America.
Welcome back to welcome North back. America. So she's closer.
She's closer.
She's in Canada now. We just need her to get her into the U.S. We have room.
We'll work on it.
Yeah. Come
on
down.
And Steven would be a blast. So,
oh my God, we'd never get anything done.
Welcome back, and so glad you're closer. So we have that means we have a small possibility of maybe seeing you sometime soon. It's been it's been a long time.
Well, can you imagine though? Because we brought Eric with us back from Baltimore. So we'd have Eric and Aziza and Steven and Kim and Jason and Steph and you and I all up here. And with Dave and Chris and Gianna downstairs, we would never get anything done.
Well, it'd be fun. We should make a trip. We should go kidnap them. Go across the border.
Ooh.
So.
What's the jail time for going across country lines and kidnapping people and bringing them back?
As long as they give you pens in jail, I really don't care. So probably only black. They give you black.
Probably. Or orange. Orange is the new black. So.
Oh, nice.
Anyway. All right. So here we are, Wednesday morning. We did not get a ton of snow like it was predicted to be. I think Eric was a little disappointed or relieved. I'm not sure.
No, East Coast got far more than we did. We got like a dusting, maybe an inch, and that was it. So that was nice.
I've seen some of my high school friends who live either in or near my hometown, and they one of my friends was showing a picture. He was in snow up to his knees.
So
glad we didn't have to deal with that.
Well, it's almost spring, so
yay!
And with spring comes converters.
What?
How's that for a
That's a crappy
segue.
Crappy segue, crappy transition. But anyway, today we wanted to talk about the different types of pilot converters because the Con 40 is coming. It's now available. The Con 20 has been discontinued, so whatever is left at any given retailer is all that's going to be. They have no more at the distribution center.
Con 50s too, right?
Con 50s are on their way out, but they do still have some of those. Okay. But I even asked the director of operations at Pilot to check, like, under his desk and in the cage and everywhere, and there are no more Con 20s.
So, it was a good segue. We're converting into, never mind.
Keep working on it.
So Pilot has a number of converters starting out with the Con 20, but they have a kind of a stripped-down version that comes with the Metropolitan. And the question on everybody's mind, of course, is, yes, Metropolitans will eventually come with Con 40s. But until the 20s run out in the Metropolitans, that's what they're going to come with. And by stripped-down, it really only has the bar going over the sack. So instead of a full sheath like on the standard Con 20, it's just a bar, so you can see the difference there. So it's more insulation actually on the 20 than on the one that's in the Metro. So obviously cheaper to produce.
Right.
So there you have it. Press bar style, squeeze, release, wait a couple seconds, press again. largest capacity of all of the pilot converters. In our tests, average about 1.1 milliliters if filled to full capacity or using a syringe.
But not everybody likes the Con 20 because you can't see how much ink you have left.
Yeah, that is a disadvantage. You can't see how much is left. It is next to impossible to fill it to capacity unless you do use a syringe. So the Con 40 now
is the new one, and this is the converter that will be replacing both the Con 20 and the Con 50. What an amazing picture.
Piston, yeah, it's nice.
That's great.
Piston style. And this one has a little basket inside and four small, essentially,
little
bearings,
metal
ball
agitators.
Bearings. Yep. They're agitators to replace that very large agitator that comes in the 50, which we'll see next. But transparent piston knob. It's a little bit shorter of a piston knob. And the big hullabaloo on this is that this has smaller capacity than the 50.
Just a hair.
Although in reality, in tests, we averaged 0.74 milliliters on the 40 and 0.77 on the 50. So it's 0.03 milliliters, and I really doubt anybody is going to notice
half a drop.
0.03. I mean, that's got to be, is that a drop?
Not even.
Maybe?
I mean, not even.
It's not much. So yes, it is less than the 20, it is less than the 50, but not by much.
What I like is that the Con 40 fits into my beloved Pilot E95S.
Yeah, the 50 was a little bit too long.
And so this is awesome. I'm really excited about that.
So switching gears over to the 50 is your classic piston converter style, the black piston knob, and it has that big, large metal agitator that oftentimes people would think was a part that was broken off of
right.
the pen. It works. It's a good converter, but it doesn't fit in the E95S. It doesn't fit in some of the older pilots where the Con 40 will. It's been a mainstay of a pilot for a number of years now.
If you are a big fan of the Con 50, stock up now before they're gone. We did get in a big order of Con 50s, and we will restock until we can no longer get them from Pilot, but they are on their way out.
Yeah, and again, these will be in every Vanishing Point, every standard Falcon, all the pens until they've worked their way out of the system. So they're still going to be available in many pens.
But there's no way to know without taking the pen out of the box and looking at the converter. So we will just continue to ship out whatever we have, not taking, requests for this converter over that converter. You get whatever is on the top of the stack.
And the last, the big daddy of the Pilot converter family, the Con 70.
These are cool.
This is high capacity, push button style filler. It has a little rubber agitator in there. This one is a little more difficult to take apart. It's possible, but that seal is pretty tight. It's a little more difficult to fill, a little more difficult to clean. But if you do it right and you're patient enough, you can fit high capacity in this converter. Comes standard on Metal Falcon, many Namiki, and a number of other pens.
It also comes, we're showing it here in silver, also comes in black as well. So there you have it.
A little rundown on the converters from Pilot. And cool.
That's it.
What else is going on?
Well, we've gotten a bunch of new stuff in this week. And I think after the podcast, when we go downstairs, I'm going to shop.
Yeah.
I'm going shopping.
You say that every time.
We get cool stuff in.
It's almost like it was Japanese week here.
When isn't it?
Well, I know, but Platinum came out with the new Lilas 3776, and this is based off that Nice platform. So it's transparent, faceted. It's got kind of a matte finish to it.
It's really pretty. I like the rose gold trim. I wish it was a hair less pink for me. We've sold many of them. They're going pretty fast. I like that they're coming out with something other than, you know, the dark burgundy, the dark blue, or the clear, or the black. So keep coming with some fun colors. This is really great. Nice spring fling kind of color.
I guess, yeah. Yeah, it's nice. It's, you know, it's not for me, but... I like the Nice. I think I like that matte finish, that faceted barrel.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of nice. I think maybe they should have gone with maybe a gold converter, but they put the standard
silver
in there, yeah. Which is kind of weird. But it's a great pen. Fine, medium, broad nibs only that came in. Actually, a question in the chat: can the Con 40 be disassembled? Yeah, it's I don't think we've been able to take one apart yet. It's a tough disassembly on that one.
Don't take it apart.
Don't take it apart. You're gonna lose the ball bearings, and then
Then what's the point?
We're gonna get weird emails.
Could you please send me 4 ball bearings?
Platinum also has now. This pen has been out. We just haven't had it.
It's been out, meaning available.
It's been available, yeah.
Okay.
And since we're going to do one pink pen, we might as well do two. The 3776 celluloid cherry blossom. It's really if you love pink, this is a pink pen.
I love I'm not a pink girl, you know, and I make no apologies for it. But, it's cool. I'm surprised we didn't have it earlier.
Speechless. She was speechless.
That's rare. He'll be speechless later when we get into MacBook Air training. But, it's a pretty pen. I've got a Platinum 3776 that I love. I have the burgundy, and I put green ink in it and drive Brian crazy. If you've never tried a Platinum and you're into pink, this or the Lilas, absolutely jump on that. These are cool. Yeah.
Celluloids are nice, solid pens. They feel good in the hand. Same exact nib as on the rest of your 3776 Century and even on the Lilas. So you've got fine, medium, broad options and then some.
Pretty stuff.
They also have a line of pens called Classic Maquier, which we have carried, but...
I have a couple of my own in my personal collection, and great writers.
Yeah, they're 18-karat nibs, very inexpensive. What you get is Screen Maquier, but they also have a lower-priced Classic Maquier, under $150. And the main difference, still has an 18-karat nib. The main difference is this pen only has the screen on the barrel, not on the barrel and cap like the other 5. There are 3 in this series. And the pen does not come with a converter.
Okay.
So there's the main difference. But the price difference, it's $50 less.
Right.
Which is awesome for under $150 for 18-karat nib. Really, really nice. They have... the Phoenix, and then they have what's maybe the best one in the bunch, I think, the Bush Warbler.
That
beautiful,
one's pretty.
Yeah, beautiful, beautiful work on these. And then the Crane and Mount Fuji is nice. Now the standard Classic Maquis does come with a Mount Fuji, but this one I think is maybe a little more tasteful.
This is pretty.
The standard one, the Mount Fuji, is huge. It's, it takes up basically the whole pen. This one's nice. The Cranes are nice. I've always liked Cranes mm-hmm. on Platinum and Pilot work. Those are a couple of the new Platinums that we brought in, and definitely worth checking out. We're going to have them with us in Long Island in a couple weeks, so you can look at them. But these come in fine and medium nib only. And, of course, yes, they're Japanese, so they do run...
Half a shoe size smaller,
yep. So you're really looking like an extra fine or a fine Western nib unit on these. But
They're really pretty.
Yeah, nice. For screen maquillage, they do a really, really good job. So this, and then there'll be some more expansion in Platinum coming up in the weeks to come. Also this week.
This is cool.
Is the new popper. It's popper time.
Retro 51, Shark Alley. And we have a married couple, some friends of ours who are both attorneys. And after this came out, I made sure that they saw it. They're big retro fans. And the husband said to me, you know, every good attorney needs a shark pen. So
yeah, it's acid etched.
It's cool. They, you know, they're so incredibly talented. I never would have thought of a pen with sharks on it, but it's done well. Just really different.
Yeah, I don't know how they keep coming up with these ideas. I would have been, I mean, because they do this like four times a year.
Mm-hmm.
And
it's cool.
I'd have been out of ideas by now.
Yeah.
So there's that. A couple other things to note. If any of you were on the mailing list yesterday, you did notice we had a quantity of Mont Blanc JFK ink in. If you are listening to this on the podcast, it is probably out. As of this morning, we had two bottles left in stock, and we confirmed from Mont Blanc that it is not only, of course, it is discontinued, but there are none left. We tried to order more, but it's completely gone. So there are two bottles of JFK left. We also have very small quantity of Mont Blanc Tolstoy, which, again, is discontinued and out of stock at Mont Blanc. So,
correct.
I believe as of yesterday, we had 10 bottles left. So if you like either of those colors,
grab it now.
This is the last chance to get it.
They'll be gone in the next day.
Of course, with that, we can't say much. There is going to be a new special Mont Blanc ink coming out, coming soon.
I'm drawing a blank.
And you're drawing a blank. You ordered it, so you should know. But it is going to come in the same 30 mil bottle as the rest. I'm writing a note to her.
Okay.
So she knows what it is you did. I'm pretty sure you did.
Okay.
Or actually, maybe I ordered it. But yeah, there's a new color coming out, and we're anxious to see it. Really cool box on this one.
They do have nice packaging.
Nice packaging.
And I wish that they would keep their limited colors longer, but I guess that's the whole point of making it limited. Yep. So.
That's coming, and along with that, there will be a matching pen for that,
ooh,
that
yes.
color.
That I knew about.
That you knew about. So plenty of interesting things coming from Mont Blanc in the future. What else do we want to talk about?
Just before the podcast, we had our Lamy rep stop in, and I can't wait to he ordered some point-of-sale things for us, a couple banners that we put up in the store for the limited editions for the year. We've got a couple spots that just fit those banners perfectly, and it's fun to rotate those out. And hopefully we can have we've asked for one of those big Lamy Luxes that are...
It's about, what, 4 feet tall?
Three or four feet tall, yeah.
Yep.
We have a light-up Pelican in the back that is 3 or 4 feet tall,
mm-hmm.
and we'd love to have a Lux.
I don't think the Lux is a light-up, is it?
It's not a light-up. It's not. It just stands
still,
there.
It's the,
awesome.
I think it's the rose gold version, too.
I know. Which is really... We need two. One for the house, one for my office. We'll just put it in here.
We can make a poster bed out of it. Just get four. And,
So we're excited about that, and we heard about some of the new stuff coming out.
Do we want to talk about the converters?
Let's talk about the converters.
So
we don't have a picture.
I don't have a picture because we literally got them in yesterday. Some of you may know it's been talked about for about a year now. Lamy is replacing the Z24 and the Z26 converters. Z24, of course, goes in the All-Star and the Safari, and Z26 pretty much everything else. 2000 excluded, of course, because it's piston. But they've decided to change it.
Mm-hmm.
And they made some modifications, and instead of the black band, it's now a shiny aluminum band, and the material is much clearer.
More clear, less frosted, And at the end, at the open end, at the mouth, there is now a bit of a step instead of having it be all one diameter all the way up to the end.
So we'll have to see how that, we haven't had a chance to test it in studios or logos or anything like that to see how it fits in there. But the inside diameter obviously has to be the same for it to work. But the Z24 is now going to, let's see if I get this right, the Z28.
Yes.
Still is going to have the red knob, so you know which one, and it has the little nipples to go in the guide for the Safari, the All-Star. And the Z26 is going to become the Z27.
Yes.
Which basically is the same converter without the nipples. Is that about it?
That's about it.
And it has a black knob instead of red.
Yes.
Why they make two, I have no idea.
Makes no sense.
It doesn't make any sense to me, but...
Our Lamy rep didn't know much about it. We found some things online, and then we received some in. So we called yesterday, and we're just trying to figure out what was going on. So he's checking for us. But some of those may start to ship, and we'll get the new product up on the site.
Yep. So
you've got options.
I don't think there's any. There's no other real difference.
No.
You know, it's the same capacity. It looks, you know, darn near the same. It's going to work very similarly. We'll have to see how that little step at the end influences anything, if at all. And I'm sure there's a very good reason for it. But just know that converters are on Lamy's are going to start switching over to the 27 and the 28. So
that was our excitement yesterday.
Yeah, that was a kind of a little bit of a surprise. So. Yes, Z28 is.
That was a car.
It was a car, yes. So, anyway, what else do we have? Anything else we want to chat about for a couple minutes?
I think that's about it. We've got a bunch of things coming in. We've got, we received some updated price lists for a couple different lines, so we'll be going through and probably putting a couple things on closeout. It's that time of year when some of the companies start to come out with new product and discontinue old things, which is kind of fun to see what's coming in. And that's about it. Just kind of a busy time here in the office. We hired two more people. So we're training our new shipping person, Gianna, and our inventory person, Craig, starts in a week and a half.
Week and a half, yep.
Can't wait.
It's going to be exciting, and I know that's going to impact... lots of things. So
yes, in a very good way.
In a very good way. So looking forward to that, and he's probably not watching, but wouldn't that be funny if he was? Super guy. He's really
we're excited.
We spent a whole day last week interviewing, and we got the first candidate was good, the second candidate was great, and then he came in and he was just...
That was it.
He was amazing. We just said, we canceled the rest of the...
All the rest of the interviews.
The interviews were done.
Yeah.
This guy's great.
Yeah.
So...
Pen Club is this week?
Pen Club is this week. Thursday, huh?
Yes.
What time?
7. It's always at 7. Don't look at me. I just show up when Kim says show up. It's at the store this time, and we are doing spring cleaning. So if you are local, bring in your pens that haven't been cleaned in a while. Shame on you. And bring them in. We will clean them. We'll do it with you, sometimes for you, but usually with you, show you how to do it. To take better care of your pens. But every time we do it in the store, that seems to be very popular.
Yeah, and we'll have, we have two of our industrial size cleaners. They're about a half a gallon each, so we can clean a large number of pens in a very short period of time. So.
And we'll have, I think, a couple other stations for some do-it-yourself.
Yeah, a couple cups or something so you can start doing it. But that'll be fun. I've got something I can clean. I'll come up with something. I probably have three on my desk right now.
But, probably.
So that's Thursday at 7 and until whenever.
That's it.
So, all right. Well, I think that's it for this week. Thanks so much for joining us. Tune in next week for more talk about pens, ink, and paper.
Cool. Follow our blog for news, ink reviews, Kim's new hot stuff series, and all sorts of other fun stuff. And check us out on social media as Anderson Pens.
Have a great day, everyone.
Bye.